The NACNEC Electric Association has released a plan explaining where they're going to with their geothermal project. The member-owned electricity cooperative filed for bankruptcy last year after problems with the more than decade-old geothermal exploration. KDLG's Daisha Eaton reports.
NACNEC Electric Association has released their plan of reorganization. The company provides electricity for NACNEC King Salmon by burning diesel. NACNEC Electric filed for bankruptcy last year after problems with a geothermal exploration sent them into the red. The disclosure statement of their plan of reorganization outlines how the company plans to move forward. Donna Vukic is the general manager of NACNEC Electric Association. She says two things sent the company into Chapter 11: excessive borrowing because of skyrocketing fuel costs.
We used to purchase our diesel out of pocket, out of our own cash flow. And about 2005, 2006 time zone, the price got too high to do that. And we were borrowing a couple million dollars. And then in 2008, it jumped up and we had to borrow $6 million.
Then problems with their geothermal development project caused delays in funding from the U.S. Department of Energy. The drilling fluid, made of a barium derivative, ended up plugging up fractures in the geothermal well needed to access the geothermal energy. NACNEC Electric has been trying to figure out a way to unplug the fractures, but hasn't found one. Meantime, the rules for the DOE grants were changed, and NACNEC Electric is trying to get back into compliance so they can access those millions of dollars in grant monies. NACNEC Electric filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in September 2010, and has been working on the plan of reorganization since. Although the company is still pursuing the geothermal project, under the new plan, they'll just produce electricity by burning diesel.
It's a diesel-only plan with a small part in there written about Department of Energy, which could make changes in it. It's a five-year plan. We would pay back about 10 cents on a dollar to our creditors. In 5 years, we'd pay approximately $3 million. And we hope not to raise any rates on the members, that we will hold our costs down so that we can get that paid without further impacting the membership.
Under the plan, the geothermal well could be plugged, abandoned, and sold off if NACNEC Electric does not get funding through the Department of Energy, with the money used to pay back their creditors. Vukic estimates that NACNEC Electric owes approximately $47 million to creditors. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.